You're listening to Feminist Soundbites by the Association for Progressive Communications, bringing updates on FERN, the thriving feminist internet research network, and its groundbreaking new research. We'll be talking to contributors around the globe about critical issues never before explored in depth, all through the lens of feminist methodologies. Who are these researchers? What are their interests? And what new approaches are they bringing? Join us as we connect, learn, and grow. In this episode, we speak with Bárbara Páez, a Brazil-based researcher, writer, connector, and project manager working at the intersection of social justice, power, and technology. We would like to know more about the design, scope, and objective of what you hope to achieve with your research.
I'm Bárbara Páez. Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here to talk about feminist internet research. I work for an organization called Minas Programo. I'm one of the co-founders, and for FERN, or the Feminist Internet Research Network, we are doing a research project focused on how tech-facilitated gender-based violence impacts the experiences and lives of Black Brazilian women with a public voice in Brazil, where I'm from. So with this research, we had just a lot of different curiosities that we wanted to uncover. We wanted to know a little bit more about how this phenomenon impacts Black women with a public voice in Brazil. We have been working for almost 10 years now in the country. And what we see is that, for one, there is a lot of tech-facilitated gender-based violence, but this organization that I founded, Minas Programo, it's mostly led and run by Black women in Brazil. So what we missed was having more research that focused on this issue with a feminist approach. And we wanted to understand how the gender-based violence that they encountered, mediated by technology, was affecting the ways that they got to engage with the internet, with technology, with how they were occupying online spaces. And then at the same time, we also wanted to understand how are they continuing to do their amazing work in spite of that violence. So when we started doing the research, we were very interested in understanding, like, what are the strategies to, to continue to thrive in spite of the hostile environments that often they face. We think feminist research should be grounded in a desire to get us towards liberation. So that's one, one overarching wish that we have for our research, that it somehow, by documenting tech-facilitated gender-based violence and how it happens, we can also gather tools and evidence to challenge misogyny, to challenge racism, to challenge misogynoir, and then also look to what are the strategies for resistance, for joy, for maintaining healthy online spaces. And so I think that's a few of the reasons why feminist research is, or a feminist approach to research is really important for us. They might be politicians, they might be activists, and they are occupying positions that are considered prestigious, or they're occupying places of power that might not have been, that haven't been really made for Black women in Brazil. And then the violence that they in turn receive is very much informed by racist, misogynistic ideas about who gets to occupy those spaces of power. So this is something that is very, very present throughout our research, that because Brazilian culture is so accustomed and or so used to only accepting Brazilian women, Black Brazilian women, when they are occupying positions of like low relative social status when these women are in academia, when they're giving interviews, when they're producing research, then they are seen as invaders in those spaces. And a lot of the violence that they receive via, tech facilitated means is reflective of that. So there's this sense of like, you shouldn't even be here in the first place. And then a lot of the content of the vitriol that they receive is based on that. These women are feeling exhausted and emotionally depleted. Many have experienced very, lasting impacts to their career. Others have changed their behaviors online. Others have, suffered some really big impacts. And I think one thing that is important to say is that tech-facilitated gender-based violence isn't decoupled from the real-life violence. There's no division between online and offline. Some of these women are also facing some very tangible threats in their work, in their life, in their activism. So I think that's one type of impact. And I think the other nuance that we've been seeing a lot in this research is that though there is an undeniable harm to freedom of expression of these women, there are undeniable horrible impacts to their work. We kind of been seeing how the women we've interviewed, they are engaging in sort of a refusal to be silenced, really. So in many cases, instead of considering, so in our research, instead of considering that tech facilitated gender-based violence will automatically or always lead to silencing, our interviewings have been describing a much more complex issue or a much more complex result that in the aftermath of these incidents, there's a period of, critical reconsideration of how they want to be engaging with digital technologies moving forward. How do they want to occupy online spaces in the future? So they're developing strategies to talk about tech facilitated gender-based violence, refusing to normalize it. They are talking about how this is linked to the broader political context in Brazil. They are making, and I think this is so cool and so interesting, that they're making complex informed decisions about digital care. So Black Brazilian women who experience tech facilitated gender-based violence, they don't all become silent forever. They present a change in behavior that is super nuanced, and that demonstrates a really deep understanding of how strategic it can be to use digital technologies for their work, and how to do this in ways that prioritize collective and individual care. So, in response to the violence they receive, they're making decisions about how they want to move forward. So, it might mean that they're changing how they use social media, creating multiple social media profiles for different means, like certain things you're posting on your private profile, but then you still keep your public profile. It can also mean that they're looking at the digital arena as a critical arena for political dispute. And then they're also looking at that place, at those places as spaces for friendship, for connection, for fun. So there's this idea that we're using that is called like we're looking at where they're finding the loopholes in these hostile environments. How are they making it work for them while still advocating for healthier, better, more just online spaces and, more justice aligned digital technologies in general? Linking across our research is that the existence of community of friendships, support from other Black women who are in the same activist spaces or in the same academic spaces that these things are crucial to navigating the impacts of tech facilitated gender-based violence and finding ways to carry on online or offline in their own terms. I think there's something to be said about how people are finding community and friendship in each other, and how this, a lot of the time, is the answer to navigating tech facilitated gender-based violence for a lot of them. So I guess a question that I have for people who might be listening or who might be interested is, how do we foster those spaces so that we can continue to thrive? Because it's, yeah, I think it's very crucial to keep that in mind as well.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Feminist Soundbites and stay tuned for the next episode. Look for more on www.apc.org.